everybody in Audio Boo Land. I am here again, and today we are going to make a cake. And there's some preliminaries to making the cake. So we have a little bit of a debacle going on, so that's the noise you hear. So please excuse it. I need a pan.
Right upon the stove.
Oh, good job. All right. Okay.
That's what was trapped behind the door.
What?
That's what was trapped behind the door.
Oh, goody. Okay. So, we have a glass pan. I'm going to take some... We need some vegetable oil or butter. And I'm going to... Okay.
We have some butter and defroster too. You know that much.
Where is it?
I think it's top shelf.
It's kind of a mess in here. This wasn't very prepared here.
Here, let me do a quick scan.
I'm gonna have to pause this. Okay, so we're gonna flour and oil the deal, and I'm a little bit more organized than this, but we're doing a major party, so I'm going to pause here.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, goody.
Okay, we are started.
I'm finishing up greasing the pan now. I've used a goodly amount of butter, and then I'm going to have to have Todd follow up with dumping several hands full of flour all over the pan and get it all over the sides and bottom. And basically you just kind of tilt it to the different sides and get it to where it's evenly coating with flour. And then after that, don't do anything yet. I'm still kind of going at it here. Because I just used the whole butter. Me and my hands are all messy. Hey, but you know what? God made fingers before forks. And these hands were washed, and it's all good. Nobody's going to see. What we want to make sure is the end product is what looks good and nicely separated away from the pan. So. Does your mom do these Jell-O cakes outside the pan or inside the pan? That makes a difference.
As far as the...
Does she serve them inside the pan or outside the pan?
A lot of times she'll do them outside.
Okay. Alright, so then what we'll have to do is that could be interesting. We'll see how it goes.
So you want me to go ahead and start the flour process?
Please. It's a little warm for me. Okay, grabbing some dish soap and finishing the job back in the bathroom, because that's
time for me to refill that,
I see. Yep, it's a little bit hot for my hand with the filter on.
And our filter, the lever on it, put in an inline filter for our water, but it is... The lever is a little bit on the hard side for Shawnee to move, and sometimes for me too, but I'm able to get it rolling. You hear kids playing and such outside. Distributed. I don't know if I'm doing this quite correctly, but
when we're not doing party, because experimenting can flop and then you're in trouble.
Yep.
So that had been my problem. I was, oh yeah, let's get all creative. Right now, during a party, let's do what we know. Then, you know, if it's husband and I, we can get creative and go, ooh, well, you know what, this didn't
work. That didn't work.
So I'm going to grab out the tape. Okay, where is it? Uh-oh.
I know, I placed it up there, Sean.
Well, I know, but I hope I'm not going to be opening peanut butter cookies. If I am, you may be doing peanut butter cookies, too. That's the issue.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, wait. I think this is... I'm going to need a big, a good size, medium-sized bowl.
Okay, I'm doing your flour right now.
Okay. I'm going to reach over here and grab a medium-sized bowl. And usually with cakes, you use, let's see, I say this, oh my. Time to go through cupboards. I'm going to find a bowl. Here we go. That'll work. Yeah, some of these butter things and more flimsy stuff, I think we don't really need to bother keeping.
Yeah.
Okay, so. All right.
Okay, I think I've got enough flour on there.
Yeah, don't do too much. You have to, oh, honey. Okay, now, you see how these are all, okay, this is what you have to do. I'm going to set this down here. Because you don't want too much flour.
Right.
Okay, so this is the part where we take it to the sink and we tilt it to the different sides.
You do.
Take our fingers.
A lot better with that than I do.
And then listen. And then, you know, get it all up the sides. It's going to make the sink dirty. And here we go. So, basically, you just get a nice, good coating, not over much, just enough to where it coats the pan. And then, so this last side didn't get very much, so we're going to bring this down. Okay, now, then I just sort of take the, and since this is glass, I'm going to just... pat it with my hand. There we go. And we have, voila, a flour mess, but that's all right. We're good to go now. Cooking with gas. Okay, now as I said before, it will get the sink messy. We do have quite the pile in the bottom of the sink. If you would, Todd, get the cake poured into the bowl. Do we have filtered or non-filtered?
Okay. I can fix that.
Yeah, that would probably be good while we're cooking. And let's pause this for a little while here.
We will be doing a part two of this because I notice in pausing we have now about probably 50 seconds remaining. So, stand by for part two.